Early morning on May 4th, General Samuel Heintzelman, McClellan's Third Corps commander who enjoyed playing aeronaut, went up in the balloon Intrepid with Lowe and confirmed the rebels were leaving. McClellan ordered his army to chase Johnston, but it ended up being a cautious pursuit. On May 5th, the rebels fought a rear guard battle with Union forces at Williamsburg, the Virginia Commonwealth's colonial capital, 11 miles northwest, then continued their march to a new defensive line west of the Chickahominy River, a sluggish, water-moccasin-infested stream surrounded by swampland and tangled forest 20 miles from Richmond. McClellan telegraphed Stanton that he had taken Yorktown, exulting that every hour proves our victory more complete. He glossed over the fact that Johnston had given him the slip, which infuriated Lincoln when he found out about it. With Stanton and Chase in tow, Lincoln arrived at Fort Monroe on May 6th, aboard the Treasury Department's new revenue cutter, Miami, wanting to confer with McClellan and the President's Navy commanders on the course of the campaign. McClellan claimed he was too busy to ride back to the fort to meet his commander-in-chief. It wasn't the first or last time the general ignored Lincoln and missed an opportunity to improve relations with a president who was losing confidence in him. Pinkerton, who remained in awe of Lincoln, always offered his tent during these surprise presidential visits to the field as a place where the chief executive could relax by himself. McClellan knew it, and when he didn't want to be bothered by Lincoln, was content to let Pinkerton entertain him.